what The Verge wrote was that French security forces have drafted proposals that would ban public Wi-Fi and access to the Tor network. And actually, this was reported in the French newspaper Le Monde. And I went there, and it was all French to me. So I, you know, I had to take The Verge's translation, which cites internal documents from the Ministry of the Interior. The anti now, and there are two different proposals. I'll make what clear what they are and how they work in a second. The anti-terror proposals come 3 weeks after Islamic extremists killed 130 people and injured more than 300 in a series of attacks across Paris, which, of course, we all know about. According to Le Monde, the documents outline two legislative proposals that French police and security forces would like to implement in the wake of last month's attacks. And I forgot to silence one of my devices.
All right, everybody. Everybody run and buy a copy of Spin Right. And we'll hear a lot more Fred Flintstone.
Sorry about that. I run around before the podcast and like turn everything off so that it was so that we're not
it's
being
great.
Interrupted.
I actually love it.
It is fun. It drives my brother-in-law out of his mind. Whenever I go up for the holidays, he'll like, you know, pick me and Jenny up at the airport for this little shuttle ride over to San Mateo. And if Fred ever does a yabba dabba doo, just says, that really bugs me. You know, since it's his house, it's his rules. So I silence my phone for the duration.
A little buzz is all you need. You don't need the sound. Just a
so anyway, so The Verge continues saying one of these legislative proposals pertains to the country's current state of emergency protocol. Actually, I think I wrote this after figuring out what the difference was. The other concerns France's counterterrorism laws. Both could be formally presented as early as January, next month, the newspaper reports, adding that the ministry has yet to decide on the measures they outline. So again, nothing except a proposal. So on the Tor side, this would be non-emergency counterterrorism, meaning that it would be permanent. The emergency measure is just for now and has been extended for an additional 3 months. But the point is, those provisions under the emergency measures would ultimately expire. So, but this Tor, this potential Tor ban, they're proposing would not be that. It would be part of the permanent counterterrorism measures, which would forbid and block communications over the Tor network within the country. And it also includes a measure that would oblige VOIP services to hand over, and of course, VOIP, that's phone. That's, you know, smartphones. They're all VOIP. Oh, I guess they're not technically. They're still cellular, aren't they? Anyway, so I'm not sure how far this extends. Would oblige VOIP services to hand over encryption keys at the request of the government. And the Tor project, which runs, of course, the Tor network, did not immediately respond to a request for comment. For what it's worth, China has been blocking Tor since 2012, and both Iran and Russia have you know been targeting Tor as well. But all three of those countries are very different than France.
Understand, though, this is the equivalent of our Director Comey at the FBI saying, you know, we really ought to ban encryption. It's just the law enforcement people saying, well, we would like this. So far, there's been no move to make this the law.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, we have to keep an eye on these things.
Keep an eye on it. Now, what's really interesting is the second part, because I just always come at this stuff from a technology standpoint, and that's this public Wi-Fi blocking. Yeah. The measure to block free and shared Wi-Fi connections falls under the proposed state of emergency changes, which would mean that it's temporary while the state of emergency exists. The documents obtained by Le Monde argue that public Wi-Fi networks should be blocked because it's difficult for security forces to identify users connected to them. Yeah. Police also proposed changes that would allow them to search vehicles and luggage without consent and to conduct identity checks without providing justification. And it goes on, but that's the gist of it. So again, it's like, wait a minute, you like loudly proclaim that everyone offering free and shared Wi-Fi needs to discontinue that? I guess you just
in case of emergency. Sure everyone,
yeah, right. You know, but like exactly under the current state of emergency, so that it wouldn't be permanent, it would. That measure would expire if it were ever even to pass. Yeah. Once the state of emergency had been was no longer in place.
Well, you know, Donald Trump said we got to call Bill Gates and turn off the internet. So,
has he said that? That one I hadn't heard.
Oh, this is yesterday.
I heard a lot yesterday, but I didn't hear.
I'll find and play the clip.
He actually said call Bill Gates.
Yeah.
Oh, Lord.
It doesn't matter. I hope it doesn't matter.
It's just entertainment
at this point. God, I hope it doesn't matter.
Wow.